The human speech production machinery is a kind of bent tube with various variations. Just above the vocal tract is the pharynx, which goes up as far as the back of the throat, and then the oral cavity is the second part of the tube. We can see this as a kind of bent tube, and quite a long bent tube. Is this the way with other animals? The answer is no, it isn't. If we look at the vocal mechanism of chimpanzees, the vocal folds are much further up. There really isn't much of a pharynx at all, and so the sounds made by the vocal folds come straight out of their oral cavity. The same is true of small babies. They only have their larynx at the top of the pharynx, and later it drops to the position it has as an adult. Is this important? Well, the answer is yes. The larger the volume of a tube, the larger the volume of the air in it that can vibrate. So the result is, acoustically, that humans can produce a lot more vowels than chimpanzees. Evolutionarily, it looks as though most animals have their vocal folds right at the back of their throat. They close them to prevent choking. They do make sounds in many cases, but humans have descended the larynx further down to create a larger pharynx, and as a result, humans can produce a much wider range of vowels than chimpanzees, or in fact, babies.